How much should I charge? It's a good idea to charge a little below the prevailing market rates. For example, if rentals similar to yours are going for $1,000 a month, rent yours out for $950. Obviously, you're going to rent faster because of the cheaper rent, but you'll also appeal to those tenants who are savvy about the market and know a good thing when they see it. In other words, a rental at slightly less than market often attracts a better tenant. You can find out what similar properties are going for by becoming a pretend tenant for a weekend. Check out the rental properties in your area by going to see them. Talk to the owners. You can identify yourself as a landlord. Most other landlords will be happy to chat. Should I ask for the money up front? First-time landlords are sometimes hesitant about asking directly for their rent. Don't be. You're in the business of collecting rents, and you can't be shy about it. This is particularly the case when you're selecting a new tenant. I always ask for a substantial deposit. The deposit should go toward both the cleaning of the property after the tenant leaves, as well as to maintain the security of the rental, in case there's damage or failure to pay rent. There's much confusion about deposits. Technically, in most states, the money you receive from a cleaning deposit is yours to spend when you receive it. However, when the tenant moves out, you're under an obligation to pay it back, provided that the tenant leaves the premises reasonably clean and without damage. The problem that many landlords get themselves into is that they spend the deposits as soon as they get them. Then they don't have the money on hand to pay back the tenants when they move out. Often, landlords in this situation try to re-rent quickly and get a new deposit from a new tenant in order to repay the old. This is a kind of trap that's best to avoid. Even if not required by the state, I always keep tenants' deposits in a separate account, ready to return to them when required. How big should the tenant's deposit be? The answer is, as big as possible. The more money the tenants put up as a deposit, the more responsible they are likely to be. They will always be eyeing that big deposit at the end of the tenancy, anticipating getting it back. Many states, however, limit the maximum deposit amount, sometimes to 1.5 or 2 times the monthly rental. In addition, there's also a limit to how much you can reasonably expect a tenant to come up with. For example, if your rent is $1,000 a month and you demand a $2,000 cleaning deposit, that's $3,000 to move in. You simply may not find that many tenants who have that much cash available. Thus, you may find that you're charging a smaller cleaning deposit in order to attract tenants. Again, always ask for the deposit up front. Never allow the tenants to move in without paying all of it. A tenant who moves in having paid no deposit, or having made only a partial payment, will feel less pressured to look out for your premises. The deposit is your leverage, and you don't want to lose it. Also, always get the first month's rent, or first and last if you're using a conventional lease, up front. Don't let the tenant move in with a partial payment. The reason for getting the money up front may seem obvious. Until you've been a landlord for a while and a future tenant pleads with you to accept partial payment. He or she may owe $2,500 to move in, but only have $1,250. Won't you please accept the $1,250 with the rest promised in only a week or two? No, don't do it. A tenant who can't pay all the move-in money up front likely won't be able to make the monthly payments as they come due. This is an important rule not to overlook. How do I keep good tenants? You keep good tenants, once you have them, by making them happy. That may sound difficult, but it really isn't. Here are some easy-to-use guidelines that really do work. Stay out of their hair. Yes, come by once a month to collect the rent, unless they mail it in advance, and check out the property. But don't be there more often. They've rented the place, and are entitled to quiet enjoyment of it. No tenant likes a snoopy landlord, and many will move out if you're too nosy. Leave your tenants alone, for the most part, and you'll do well. Of course, this applies only to the tenants who pay well and keep the place clean. It's a different story for bad tenants. Always take the tenant's calls. Usually, tenants don't want to be your bosom buddy, so they will call only when there's a problem. But when there is a problem, they want someone else to be on the other end of the line. You can maintain an answering service, an answering machine, or even a cell phone. But be sure that when the tenant calls, either you answer the phone or get back to him or her in a very timely fashion.